Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your inspiration this day and every day. And thank you for this wonderful example we have of it's a lesser light when we think of the greatness of your light and grace and love and power. But we thank you, Lord, for it's got all the symbolism is there in watching the sunrise. Because we know that something greater has come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness upon this earth now, because of what you have done in coming, setting the example first, in paying for our sins, and setting captivity all the prophets of old, those waiting. Yes. The Bible says so nicely, you led them all captive. And so we just thank you for this new and this better covenant, this new day that has dawned since you've taken up authority, put the devil out of heaven. And thank you, you are now ruling and reigning to put the devil out of this earth, out of each and every one of us. Thank you, he's no longer sitting as the boss in these temples. We've been born again, and so he's been put out. And thank you, you've given us your spirit and poured your love into our hearts, and so we have a new heart. And so, having your spirit, we have your leading on a daily basis, so that we can, and the darts of the evil one we don't allow in, because we draw close to you. We thank you. Thank you for that wonderful example that you were for us here on planet Earth, fellowshipping with the Father, kingdom realities, and fellowshipping with your disciples, and also fellowshipping with the world. So thank you, Lord. We've got our priorities right. We look to you, we hear from you, and we walk with you. And that brings us into the reality of the plan that you have for each and every one of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, precious family. Our readings this morning is here, Galatians 2, 6 to 10. And as you know, my beloved wife is in Cape Town visiting her children, children's children. So, yeah, I'm not going to read this. That's her gift. But, yeah, you read it for yourself. And Paul just points out here and that, you know, remember he got knocked off his horse. He saw this great light. And we've all had to see this light. I mean, you don't enter this kingdom if you don't see the light. You don't see Jesus. And that reminds me of Isaiah 9. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. That was an Old Testament prophecy, but the reality, it's here. It's from the time of when Jesus took up all authority, heaven and earth. And then when he called Paul, it was Paul seeing this great light. And then Paul staying with the great light. And that made Paul, made him the ambassador of the truth, made him an example for all of us, because he's one of the keys that we built on. It's Jesus, the prophets of old, and then the disciples that became apostles, and Paul was also called into that. So, yeah, so it's just so important, you know. So once he got knocked off his horse, he stayed with the Lord, and the Lord said he's going to be my witness. He's going to take my name to the Jews and the Gentiles and to kings. And this is what he'd done when he was here on planet Earth. And he's still, through his writings, the Spirit is still encouraging us. And so he went out and the Lord was teaching him. Because if the Lord is not teaching you, you've got no light. And so he was getting light and he was growing himself. You were first disciple yourself, and then later on he was discipling others. And then we know the situation. There's other so-called Christians came in, but the so-called Christians were darkened, and then they were still having concepts that the Lord has totally dealt with and brought something perfect in its place. Not the circumcision of the flesh, but the circumcision of the heart. And so then what did they do here with this that is causing problems? This is not the way Paul was taught and Barnabas. And so the Lord, remember it's by revelation, the Lord said go. Because you see, his body has all got to grow together. They all got to see together. And then he goes there, and then he shares, you know, that he goes to them and that there, and then he finds in that they just agreed. They could see this, the Spirit of God working here, and this is God's plan, and then they confirm it with the word, and read it for yourself. Galatians 2:6-10. And he says they couldn't add to him as far as the gospel goes, because the gospel needs to be unique to each and every one of us. But they could add fellowship. They could say, hey, we stand with you and we back you up. And yeah, the mutual encouragement is so important. But the priority is, just like Paul, we stay with our God. Yeah, so the matter was cleared up there. And Peter took his testimony there, and suddenly he had a voice as well now, because he has people confirming, you know, the reality that God is touching the nations, the Gentiles out there as well. And then he spoke up. But we'll see tomorrow again. Sometimes we're in the light, but we can step out of the light a bit. And so as brothers and sisters, we need to encourage each other in the light. So the whole encouragement this morning again, guys, is just, you were bought with a price, amen? You were in this world, you were comparing yourselves to one another and to yourself, and that was foolishness. The Bible says that's not wise. And then you met God. And if you haven't met God and at there, call on him, tell him you want to meet him. You're tired of your old life, and at there, this day that the Lord is ruling, it causes the works of the flesh getting burnt up. So you want to, you need the Lord. You need to come out of darkness into his light, and then you need to stay with him. That is going to be the biggest priority. And when he's number one, when you put God first, everything else comes together. So that's just my encouragement again today. Read this letter of Paul and see it as a brother that was also out in darkness like all of us, but he met the Lord, and then he stayed with the Lord, and staying with the Lord gave him fragrance, gave him light, gave him love, gave him a ministry that blessed the world and is still blessing the world. So that's your path as well. And that is walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen. Be blessed. Have a lackaday in Jesus' name. Amen.